Perek Yud Mishnah Vav. Lo Yamad Adam B'Shus HaYachid V'Yishte B'Shus HaRabim. Person is not allowed to stand in a B'Shus HaYachid, stick his head out into the B'Shus HaRabim, and start drinking on Shabbos. Or B'Shus HaRabim, he can't stand in a B'Shus HaRabim, V'Yishte B'Shus HaYachid, stick his head out into a B'Shus HaYachid and start drinking. Why? Because we're afraid that you're going to bring, even though technically you could do it, because you know, the drink's not moving from one domain to the next, but we're afraid you're going to bring the drink towards you and then carry. However, Elam can hit Nesrosh Rubo Amakum Shushosa. But a heter would be if you stick your head and most of your body into that area. For example, you're in the Rishus Yachid and you stick your head and most of your body into Rishus Rabim, then you could drink and there's no Gzeira at all. Because once most of your body is in the other domain, we're not concerned that you pull your body back and then carry from one domain to the next. And also, this is only regarding utensils, like, you know, some kind of cup that you would have to use for Shabbos that we're afraid, you know, you may bring that cup towards you and travel from one domain to the next on Shabbos. But if it's a utensil that you wouldn't even need for Shabbos, so then technically you don't even have to stick your head and most of your body into that area. You can just pop your head in and, you know, pick up the cup and drink. And you don't have to put most of your body there because since it's a utensil that you don't really need for Shabbos, we're not concerned that you would transport it from one domain to the next. And we don't require this extra step of putting most of your body there. And then just putting your head through would be okay, because anyway, you don't need the utensils. We're not concerned that you can come and move it towards you. Whereas if it's a utensil that you would move it toward, you would technically use it on Shabbos, it's a Kiddush cup or whatever, it's something that you would need. So then we say you can only drink in this kind of circumstance when most of your body is projected into the other domain, so that you remember not to bring it close to you and travel from one domain to the next. V'chein begas. Next case. This really has nothing to do with Shabbos, but it's just a similar concept. If a person has wine in a vat where they're making the wine, and he wants to take a drink from it, so the rule is that you could, if you stick your head and most of your body into this vat area, so then you can drink from the wine even without taking off meiser. Because we call that a temporary drinking. It's still like in the vat, you know, processing a period. And since most of your body is inside that area, you're not going to transport it outside, right? Because you have Rosh Ruba, your head and most of your body. Whereas once this, you know, wine leaves the vat, and if you can't drink from it anymore, because that's called a Shtiyas Keva, permanent drinking. You can't drink from it anymore until you take off Meiser. So if this guy's standing in the street and he sticks his head into the vat and he wants to drink wine, sticking your head is not enough. You gotta stick your head and most of your body so that you drink it while still in the vat and we're not, and you don't take it out. Cause once you take it out, it becomes like, you know, chayv and meiser and you can't drink from it. So apply the same heter. Don't just put your head there, put your head and most of your body so that you drink it while it's in the temporary state and not when it's in the permanent state. Next case, boom, back to Shabbos. Kol adam min hamazchila lamata me'asar tefachim, u'minat sinur mikol makom shosa. So the rule's like this. A person, kolit means to toface, to grab. He grabs, water that's, he has like, you know, a mazchela is a, you have a drain, right? The drain's attached to a building, and there's water coming out of the drain, and it's going, switching into the Rishus HaRabim. So the drain is attached to the building. That's a Rishus HaYachid. The water comes out. And then it spritzes into the shrab, which is a public domain. So if the drain goes, you know, it's attached to the wall and it goes lower than 10 tfachim, so then technically when the water comes out, and when it, while it spritzes out and it's in the air, right, then it's in the air of the shrabim. So if you go next to the drain, even with a cup, and you collect the water, the rain, while it's in the air, so it rains down from heaven, hits the roof, goes down the drain, and as it's going down the drain, it gets spits out of the drain. As long as the mouth of the drain is below 10 tefachim, the moment it gets spritzed out and it's in the air, it's in the Rishus HaRabim. So you can catch it with a cup and drink it, and you're not carrying from the drain, which is attached to the roof, which is Rishus HaYachid, into the Rishus HaRabim, because you're catching it while it's below 10 tefachim, in the Rishus HaRabim. So it's part of the Rishus HaRabim, and you're catching a wall in the air, so it's not like it's transporting from the roof to you, from the Rishus HaYachid to you. So therefore, it's permitted to catch with a cup water from a drain, as long as the mouth of the drain goes below 10 tefachim, and you catch it while it gets spit out in the air, that would be permitted on Shabbos. And then a tzinor, a pipe, if you have a pipe which is attached to a building, and the pipe, the rules like this, we shouldn't, you know, right, the pipe is sticking out all the way into the Rosh Hashanah. Right. So if a pipe they bring down over here like this, it sticks out from the roof that's attached to more than three tefachim. So now it's not considered part of the roof at all. It's just like, you know, like hovering in the Rosh Hashanah. It's not attached, it's not really part of the building. The drain's part of the building because it's within, it's stuck onto the roof within or onto the wall of the building within three tefachim, that's part of the building. But if this pipe sticks out outside of three tefachim, even though it's technically nailed, you know, the back end of it is nailed into the building, since the mouth sticks out more than three tefachim, we look at it as not that it's in the a part of Rosh Hashanah, but it's just part of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, you could catch the water even directly from the mouth without having to go into the air first, because once it's so far sticking out from the building, you look at it as part of the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you're not carrying from one domain to the next, and you could really, you don't have to wait for it to get into the air. You could put your kli directly to the mouth of the pipe and catch the water, and it's just from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, that's fine on Shabbos. And the truth is, they add over here also, that's not really, we don't even say that the pipe's part of the Shrabim. The pipe's actually a Malkum Patur. It's just an exempt area. So even if it was above 10 Tefachim from the Shrabim, or below 10, or really even if it was below 10 Tefachim, it doesn't matter, above or below, you don't deem it really part of the Shashiachid or part of the Shrabim. It's just a Malkum Patur, an exempt area, because it's so far off from the Shashiachid. And they also say over here, from the roof, right? And they also say over here, provided that the pipe is not 4x4 tefachim. So that would make it a Malkum Patur, and then you could just catch the water directly from it, and there's no problem of carrying. Mishnah Zion, Bor Rosh Hashanah from a pit in a public domain, V'chul Yoso Gavoa Asar Tefachim. And then when I dug this pit, I took all the sand that I dug out, and I put it around the pit to make it like a wall, and the wall went up 10 tefachim tall. And then, so I have this pit, and I have a wall around the pit, 10 tefachim tall of sand, and I have water in the pit. So, chalon shag above, if there's a window coming from a house above it, memalan heimenu b'shabbos, I could draw water from the window directly into the pit on Shabbos, and there's no problem. And they explain over here, kivin d'chayoso shi asafa asher sivusea, since the sand which is around this pit is 10 tefachim tall, and we hold the im shrabim malah of shrabim cannot be higher than 10 tefachim. So, Ela Makam Patur, we look at it as an exempt area. So, Lufigach Mamala Michalon Shal Gabab Bishabbos. So, we look at it that, Davin Mutiyam or Shiach, Shiach, Derech Makam Patur. Meaning, the pit that has water is a private domain, Shiachid. The window is coming from a house, Shiachid. Above the pit, we don't look at it as Rosh Hashanah because it's higher than 10 tefachim. So, the airspace above the pit is a Makam Patur. So, now you can draw water from the pit, which is Rosh Hashanah, into the air, which is a makom pitur, because it's about 10 tefachim, directly into your house, and it's from one shiachah to another shiachah on Shabbos, and that's going to be okay. And the whole chiddush here is that even though this pit's sitting in a public domain, since the walls around the pit are 10 tefachim tall, it gives a Rosh Hashanah, and the airspace above it is not Rosh Hashanah, because anything above 10 tefachim in Rosh Hashanah is a makom pitur, so you're going from Rosh Hashanah of the pit to the makom pitur airspace in the Rosh Hashanah, to back to the window, which is Rosh Hashanah, which is totally okay. Similarly, another case, Ashbath is a pile of garbage, Rosh Hashanah in a public domain, Gavoas Har Tzvachim, and the pile is 10 Tzvachim tall. And then Chalon Shal Gaba, I've got a window on top of it, from a house. Shovchim Latocha Mayim B'Shabbos. So, the garbage, which is 10 Tzvachim tall, is considered a Rosh Hashanah. The airspace above it is not Rosh Hashanah, because once you're above 10 Tzvachim, it's a Makom Patur. Then the window is part of a house, which is also Rosh Hashanah. So I could spill my garbage from my window down onto this garbage heap, because I'm going from the window, Rosh Hashanah, through the airspace, Makom Patur, down to the garbage pile, which is also a Rosh Hashanah. So it goes from Yachid to Patur to Yachid, and that's okay, it's not transporting through the Rosh Hashanah. And they do say over here that this is all, we're not concerned that someone's going to come, and you know, start removing garbage and then make the pile less than 10 tefachim and then make it like the Rosh Hashanah, and that'd be a real problem. We're not concerned about that because it's a garbage that belongs to the public that normally it's not cleared off. But however, if the garbage was taka, belonged to a private person, and normally they constantly, they shear it down. Once they shear it down, less than 10 tefachim, it's part of their shtravim. Then certainly you can't throw the garbage there, because then it'll be throwing from shtiacha to shtiravim. So dafka, if it's a garbage of the public, so people aren't shaving it down, and it keeps that shtiacha status out while it's 10 tefachim tall, but not if it's garbage of a private individual, because he'll shave it down, and then it'll lose its status of being its own mishasiyachid, because it'll be less than 10 tefachim, and then you'll be prohibited to throw garbage from your window down onto that heap. And that concludes Mishnah Zayin.